Call this to order. So the first thing we'll start with is our correction approval of minutes. We've had some technology issues with the minutes not being posted. They were actually supposed to be put up Tuesday, and they are not actually up there. So what I propose to do is that we move to do that next time. Yes, ma'am. Move to do that next time and get those approved next time. Can I have a motion to do that, please?
I think I probably should. I think you just said.
Thank you. Motion to move approval of minutes to next time. Can I have a second? Thank you. All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion passes. Good deal. Okay, and we will go ahead and begin with reports from Professor Sarah Miller, Rights and Responsibilities. And lunch was awesome. Thank you. Huh? Yeah, we do need a call roll. Matt, I have it if you don't have it. Can you? Yeah, would you please? Yeah, okay. Excuse me, I keep trying to get ahead of myself. So we will go ahead and call roll.
Hello. Sark State University, Matt Rashad. I know. I just saw him. Okay, so I'm just going to go with it. John Abdallah, Julia Elliott, and Patrick Saucier is not here. From Lancaster, then, Brittany Taylor Driggers. Yeah, there you are. Patrick Lawrence.
He's not here. I'm here for him.
Okay, and you are?
Todd Scarlett.
Okay, got you. Peter Siepel.
Here.
Okay, good. Rebecca Freeman.
Here.
Great. Andy Inkst.
President.
Good deal. Stephen Criswell.
He is not here.
Okay, Dana Lawrence.
Here.
And Fran Gardner.
She's
an alternate, but I didn't know she was here for Stephen Criswell. And is Susan Cruz here as an alternate? No, okay. From Salkehatchee, David Hatch.
Here.
Deal. Sarah Miller.
Here.
Deal. John Peek.
Here.
Deal. Carmela Gottsman.
Here.
Great. David Dangerfield.
Here.
Great. David Cherry.
Here.
Great. So I assume the two alternates are not here. From Sumter, Ray McManus.
I'm all here, baby.
Great. Blaine Da Silva.
Here.
Great. Hu Ying Chang.
Here.
Great. Bianca Rolette.
Yep.
Great. Kajal Goshroy?
Not here. I'm here for her.
Okay. Who's that?
Dan Kiernan.
Dan Kiernan. Okay, gotcha. And Christina Grob.
Grob, here.
Okay, great. And then from Union, Lee Morris?
Yes.
Great. Kevin Torres?
Here.
Great. And Andrew Pisano. All right, is Randy Ivy here?
No.
Okay. Okay, great. Thank you.
Thank you. All right, so Professor Sarah Miller? Yeah, we do have a quorum, but for the minutes?
Nobody suggested the absence of one, so.
As chair, you declare quorum, therefore existed.
Yeah, I'm gonna declare it and call it good. Rock on.
I was repeating something. Rock over here.
Good afternoon. Rights and Responsibilities rode in the golf cart. but we did do some other work. We discussed the third year review. We had made a motion last year to eliminate the summary of teaching evaluations from third year review. That was kicked back to us to reconsider. It was kicked back by the provost's office. In the interim between meetings, the provost's
somebody help me. Palmetto College Campus's Provost Advisory Committee.
There's a faculty in there somewhere.
Probably. met with the provost, and we actually asked her this question. And she said, yes, she wanted third-year review in the, teaching summaries in the third-year review. So we actually have a motion that we're bringing up. Do you want me to introduce it now?
Yes, please.
Okay.
Yes.
Is it here? So what we've added here is in red, so third-year review files will not be subject to external review, but will require summaries of teaching evaluations, PCC TC 13, and all other local campuses' tenure and promotion procedures apply. So that's what we're going to present under new business. We also discussed local procedures for TNP, which will eventually go into the appendix of the manual. We have local procedures from Sumter and Union. Salkehatchee, Lancaster, and Extended University are working on theirs, so we're hoping to present that in February. And then we also discussed the online teaching evaluations, a form for that. It would not be required of anyone, but what we've discovered is that we have, most campuses have, evaluation forms for evaluating a peer face-to-face class, but we don't have anything for online classes. So we discussed that for quite a while and decided that we're going to check again with CTE and see if they've done it yet. And if they have, we will move forward from what they've already done and cater it to what Palmetto College needs. Any questions?
Marischal Extended University.
Mm-hmm.
So the provost said you have to have that, and now we're doing that?
Okay. Yes.
So what did the writing say to address it in the red?
So what we've said here is third-year review files will not be subject to external review, which has always been the deal. And then it just said after that, other local campuses' tenure and promotion procedures apply. And we've discovered last year or a year and a half ago that was confusing, and some campuses were saying, yes, you had to have teaching summary, and some said that you didn't. And so R&R was charged a year and a half ago about determining what it is and clarifying the statement. So we tried to clarify it by taking it out altogether. And when we couldn't do that, we clarified it by putting it back in.
putting it in explicitly.
Yes, they're very good.
Just saying following the local.
Right, yes. So now all third-year review will have a teaching summary. And let me just say that, you know, third-year review is to help the candidate. So any information that we can possibly give them, we want to give them. And that was the provost's reasoning. And that's our reasoning as well. So it is a little extra work, admittedly. The other thing that I should mention is remember that you get your third year file back. So you will see the teaching summaries. In TNP, you don't see the teaching summaries. So originally, when we decided to take it out, part of that reasoning was because the candidate wouldn't see it. But since you do get your third year file back, the candidate will see it and get to see what it says. Other questions? All right.
All right, thank you very much, Professor Miller. Since this is a manual change, it's supposed to be up 14 days ahead of time, and it would ordinarily go under new business, but again, since it's a manual change, I'm going to rule it as substantive, and we will take it up next faculty senate meeting. And so instead of putting it up again under new business, it seems better to just go ahead and go, since she already went over it at this point. All right, so next we have Professor Bianca Rolette.
Point of order.
Yes.
She'll technically need to bring it up under new business.
Okay.
That was just a report.
Okay.
We can
do that. Okay, I was time saving, but yes, you are correct. Okay, so Bianca Rolette. For welfare.
Hello. The Welfare Committee met and we discussed a number of issues. We talked about the tenure and promotion workshop that's coming up on January 18th. We've made some changes to the schedule and the agenda. It's going to start 30 minutes later because we're cutting some speakers. Some of you will be receiving email invitations from me to please come and participate in roundtable discussions. One thing that will be new at the TMP workshop is that we are going to have a roundtable on third-year review. Since it is a miniature tenure and promotion process, and we all have to go through that before TNP, I thought it would be helpful for some junior faculty to have that guidance. Plus, I just went through that myself, and it was interesting. So we are going to have that. We talked a little bit about the online course that we're trying to work with Lydia Frost to develop for professors teaching online for the first time. But we spent most of our time talking about the welfare survey. We are making progress with determining what the survey will consist of, which areas that we're going to look at for satisfaction and welfare. We are optimistic that the survey will be completed and ready to go in the spring, preferably before the end of February. Also, we talked a little bit about the Plyler, Duffy, and Shaw Awards. So some of you have already gotten an email reminder that the campus nomination date's coming up on December 5th. I'm going to send out another reminder so that we all know. And then we will be voting on the awards at our February meeting. Does anybody have any questions? Y'all are so easy.
Thank you very much. And next we have System Affairs with Professor Dana Lawrence.
Hi. System Affairs will present two motions under new business to approve course proposals for Palm 390, which is Special Topics and Advanced Leadership, and Palm 405, which is Senior Leadership Capstone. So that's coming. In committee, we talked about those proposals, and we continued our discussion of Lancaster's proposed changes to the Associate of Arts degree with feedback from some of the campuses. We made some changes based on that feedback. Made changes based on this feedback, and the senators will take the new versions back to their campuses for more feedback. So much feedback. And we plan to discuss issues related to advising at our February meeting. Any questions? Okay, thank you.
God knows I can't follow it half the time. Okay, now we have the report from Executive Committee. Give me a second, let me get this set up here. First thing is the presidential search. And like the chancellor said earlier, in the bylaws, it actually states that three members of the faculty of the university, including the incumbent chair of USC Columbia Faculty Senate, who shall serve until the conclusion of the presidential search process, a representative of the faculty elected by USC Columbia Faculty Senate, and a representative of the faculties of USC Aiken, USC Upstate, and the USC University campuses to be selected mutually by the faculty senates thereof. So that those three people are the people that are chosen for the presidential search committee. The Board of Trustees contacted the chancellor and all the representatives, chancellors, et cetera, administrative heads of all the other comprehensive and other campuses, et cetera, all the campuses. And we were asked to basically just write a statement with the support of the faculty saying that we supported the upstate representative. And the upstate representative is the representative for Palmetto College, the person chosen from upstate. And there's supposed to be a rotation. Well, if you notice from what I just read, Palmetto College is not actually in the bylaws as listed. So in consultation with the chancellor, executive committee, and some others, we wrote a letter asking the board to consider putting in the bylaws a rotation for Palmetto College, and also offering a delegate, non-voting since they have already been picked, if possible, if they were interested in that, and explaining the differences between Palmetto College and Columbia, upstate, etc. I know that sounds like a very long letter, but it was really only about a page, to tell you the truth. So let me go ahead and talk about, so that letter was sent. And then let me go ahead and just mention who will be the faculty on that presidential search committee. So we have Julius Fredrickson from the Arnold Public School of Health. That is the Columbia representative. We have Marco Valtorta, who is the chair of Columbia Faculty Senate. And then the upstate representative, this is all in the minutes, on the letter, et cetera, if you're interested, is Araceli Hernandez LaRoche. Or La Roche probably is correct. Yeah, I don't do French. I can barely manage Spanish, yet English. But it's French, right?
Yeah.
So, and her biography, everything, she's quite qualified. She's included in the minutes also. So all this stuff will be in there, and you can look over it. But that is where we are right now with the Presidential Search Committee. Also on Executive Committee, we've been looking at the RPS website. And that committee has still to select a chair. Again, it is not a faculty senate committee. It is a, I forget the term for it right now, but it's outside of faculty senate. And that RPS website will be made, will change servers. In the context of this discussion, we decided that it would be really cool if Palmetto College had a faculty page where all faculty were listed. Sarah Miller and with the provost and some other people took this to the provost. And we're asking about linking the faculty profiles on the Palmetto College website to the Columbia departments. She apparently was in favor of this. There are several people involved in this, so if you'd like to say something and I have messed something up with this, please let me know. But she was interested in linking those so that Palmetto College faculty would be listed as extended or regional, however they want to put it, in the department websites of Columbia and linking back to our profiles. And the Palmetto College faculty website would have us listed by discipline. So that would be really cool. And hopefully there's a whole bunch of website changes going on, so it's not the perfect time. But in the meantime, we're working on putting up a website for Palmetto College faculty. And then eventually, once the changeover happens with the technology in Columbia, hopefully this should all start to work together. So give it some time, but it's happening. And I think that's pretty much it. Does anybody have any questions? Yeah.
Is there a person that we can contact with feedback as this progresses? Because, for example, I can never find the place to submit the textbooks on the website. So is there like a contact person for giving feedback or concerns about the website?
The people that I've dealt with that, and this is just me speaking personally, are our person in charge of the website, who for union is our public representative, basically.
So at the local
level? The local level, yeah. Yeah, as far as I know, because a local level person is the person who handles the changes, et cetera. Yeah, and Bob Dyer would be a great point of contact if you had a specific question, et cetera. He seems to know everything I ask him or can find the answer. He's amazing. Yeah.
He always answers the phone.
Yeah, he's amazing. I love Bob Dyer. He's as awesome as Jean Carano is. She's awesome. I can't sing her praises enough. Okay. Any other questions for Executive Committee? Okay. So next we have the Palmetto College's campus's Faculty Manual Liaison Officer, Professor Andy Yinks.
The only significant change to the manual I know of coming up is the one coming through R&R that we'll be voting on in February. I do intend to make the change of adding more links to Columbia faculty policies at places where they're referred to in our manual. I wasn't intending to bring that forward as a motion, just adding links to the website at places in the manual. If someone would prefer that I put that forward as a motion, let me know. But otherwise, I'll just stick those in. That is all. Oh, any questions? I didn't think so. Thank you.
Okay. Next, we have reports from special committees. First, do we have a report from Committee on Libraries?
No.
Becca Freeman, okay. I am on courses and curriculum. We did not approve anything that had anything to do with Palmetto College. We did, however, approve like 58 pages of courses. It's insane. But in the report that I left. You can go to the link and see all of them. It was 58 pages, and I didn't want to put that in the minutes. So you're welcome to see what's been voted on for new courses, changes, et cetera. But that the link is basically in the minutes. Any questions on that? Nothing pertained to us that I saw. Okay. All right, next, the Committee on Faculty Welfare, Professor Shelley Jones, is there a report?
No, I've got hers.
Okay.
I won't be able to answer any questions about it, but I'll read it in. So their meeting dates were September 24th and October 29th. In its September meeting, the committee welcomed Caroline Agarty, I think, Associate Vice President for HR, to discuss concerns with the current benefits offered faculty. Dr. Agarty discussed in brief the results of the recent HR benefits survey. Based on faculty responses, HR plans to put out an RFP to vendors and offer further voluntary plans such as short-term and long-term disability plans and pet insurance in February or March 2019, intentionally separate from open enrollment. The Welfare Committee brought to Dr. Agarty's attention the following faculty concerns. Possible imbalance between the pension plan, which the university is committed to increasing payouts to, and ORP. Having the campus health center accept faculty Blue Cross plans, the university not matching faculty charitable donations, the abbreviated timeline faculty have to choose pension plan or ORP, the potential for phased retirement for faculty, creative ways for faculty to receive child care benefits within the state law, such as faculty's children having priority on the wait list, increasing tuition coverage for dependents, though this was recently taken up by the Faculty Welfare Committee with incremental increases for 3 years. In response, Dr. Agarty plans to complete an ORP comparison among SEC peer and peer aspirant institutions, which she will share with the committee and will talk with legal about shopping other healthcare plans. She's also interested in potentially extending the decision time for faculty choosing between pension and ORP from 5 to 8 years to allow for faculty to receive tenure before deciding, and agrees that more promotion of that deadline would be beneficial. She will research who is in charge of the university's charitable link to the United Way, and Dr. Agarty mentioned that HR is working to be more proactive about salary issues with faculty and staff and is trying to make the current health plans more ACA compliant in 2019. The committee also continues to work on the following faculty concerns: transparency and the excellence initiative process, beginning the process to add tenure and promotion timelines to Columbia Faculty Manual, coordinating with the Columbia Faculty Advisory Committee to work on faculty issues with Bright Horizons Child Care Provider, the need for faculty communication, and partnering with Comet for a reduction in public transportation fares for faculty. Thank you. Are there any questions that I can't answer?
Okay, good.
All right. Next is the Faculty Board of Trustees Liaison Committee. There is no report coming from that. They meet once a year. Is there any report from Research and Productive Scholarship? Okay. Again, they're still waiting for a chair. Is there a report from Palmetto College Campus's Academic Advisory Council? Yeah, okay. Associate Provost.
Dr. Reisenauer is the chair of that committee, but I did not receive a report. But since I was in the meeting, I guess I can give an informal report. The Academic Advisory Council met at the end of September. Dawson, I'll give you the date once I look it up for the minutes. Via two-way video, we discussed several items. We had previously developed and approved a student data records retention policy for BLS-BOL students, just to provide some guidance on how long records are retained in the Central Palmetto College office for students who are inactive, and how long we retain records for students who have graduated. Other colleges have similar types of policies, and the university has a overall policy on student data, but it tends to really cover more FERPA types of guidelines and not really provide too much in the way of how long you keep records. So we're at the point now where we're deciding, do we need to keep someone who's file is in our files as an inactive student, and you know they haven't they've been inactive for 8-10 years now, so we passed that. We're also considering, and we'll probably send forward to the Senate once we've approved it, a student complaint procedure policy, particularly for students when they complain about any issue, but they happen to be a student at one campus or a BLS or BOL student taking a class where the instructor is at a different campus, because how that's routed when they talk to the academic dean on their campus, and that instructor does not report to that academic dean, but the student is a student on that campus. We just need something that's a little more clear for students and faculty and administrators to understand the flowchart, if you will, or process for how those complaints are forwarded. We're working on that. Also shared with the committee an update on the liberal studies external review, which the self-study, we shared the draft with them as it is currently, and that will be finalized later this semester to be sent to two external reviewers who will be coming to us in the spring to look at the liberal studies review. We have someone from the College of Charleston, and we have someone from East Tennessee State University who will be visiting us to look at our program and the data that we provide and provide us with a report in late February or March, something like that. And when we get that report, I'll share it with the committee and then with the full Senate. And Carmela, you were in the meeting. Am I missing something? Did I leave anything out? I shared the assessment results from the BLS-BOL assessment from the previous year. Did we talk about anything else?
The BOL program?
Yeah, well, so the entrepreneurship track, which I mentioned this morning, is in process. And then we did talk about the legal studies. And I understand we have some more work to do there before that comes back to system affairs. And since that meeting, I don't think we have any update since the end of September. Thank you. Dawson, we met October 12th. Any questions? Okay, thank you.
All right, thank you, Dr. Nesmith. Next, we have the Provost PCC, thank you for the acronym, Advisory Council. Is that Professor Miller?
Yes, for the minutes, that was submitted to Dawson, and they're also available with any of your committee members. They've been sent out.
Okay, thank you very much. So the report has been submitted and will be in the minutes. All right, next we have the Conflict of Interest Committee from Professor Noni Bohanek. Did I murder that? I think I did. Yeah, I'm sorry. Is there a report for that? All right, no report. All right, after that we have unfinished business, and I am not aware of any unfinished business. Is there any unfinished business? Right. Next, under new business, I'll go ahead with the first thing. We have the Palmetto College Campus Grievance Committee member. We had Fran Gardner elected to that, but she had to move into the full TNP for Lancaster committee position. And as you know, you cannot be on grievance and be on the full TNP. So we have a new nominee, which is Suzanne Penuel, which I believe Lancaster has already approved. So there needs to be a motion for her to be placed on grievance. Can I have a motion?
Second.
Thank you. Second. All in favor say aye, please.
Aye.
Any opposed? All right. The ayes have it. All right. Let's go ahead and start with rights with Professor Saramillo to put up the motion again, please. Is up.
But I'm going to make it bigger because you guys
just stared at me, and I didn't understand why you just staring. But I'm not actually sure how to make it bigger.
This line down here.
Control, expand on that.
Would it be possible to move the screen?
Bigger.
Go.
You
keep trying.
I don't think we can.
All right, how's that?
Much improved.
Yeah, all right. So now I don't need my glasses on. So what we've done here is we have added a partial sentence. Third year review files will not be subject to external review, but will require summaries of teaching evaluations, PCCTC 13, and all other local campus tenure and promotion procedures apply. Any questions?
Matt Rashad, Stinney University.
Yeah.
I just had a general question, like what was the reason, and I think I know, why did the provost insist on this?
Columbia's campuses do it, or Columbia campus does it.
Okay.
So she wants to keep us
on that.
Yeah, and I also think it's good feedback for the candidate. All right, and you can declare this.
All right. I'm going to go ahead again and rule this as substantive since it needs...
Friendly amendment from the floor.
Yes.
I'm not a senator, but this is an administrative thing. I believe ACAP should be ACAF, Academic Affairs Policy.
Yeah, that's correct. That is correct.
The there.
Oh.
Yeah. Okay,
just
we can...
Typo.
It's an easy change.
Okay. Yes. With the correction of the typo.
All right. Any other questions, friendly amendments, comments? So we will go ahead and I will rule this as substantive. We will take it up next time under, I guess it would be unfinished business. Yes.
Thank you.
All right, next we will go ahead and call system up with their two motions. With, Professor Dana Lawrence.
Do you have a preference?
I mean,
is that viewable?
Can you make it bigger?
Maybe. I think I just made it the same size.
It's 100%.
Okay. Need a bigger screen or younger senators.
Or a better eye care plan.
Okay, so these courses were proposed together, but we're presenting them separately because it seems safer to do that. So the rationale for Palm 390, which is called Special Topics in Advanced Leadership, is just to offer it as an option within the BOL major, but not as a requirement. And the course description. Can you see that? Advanced study of leadership theories and or case studies may be repeated for credit as topics vary. And it's listed as being worth 1 to 6 hours. Is there any discussion?
I guess. Yeah, coming from committee, this needs no second. So do we have any discussion on this?
So adding this course in?
Yes, creating a new course, yes. Yes.
Ron Cox, Lancaster. Where will this fall on the BOL curriculum?
That has
because
not...
Because it's going to be an option for BOL,
yes.
But an option where? BOL has 33 hours of major. Is this going to go there somewhere, in which case you could have 6 hours, or is it just elective, or...
I'm going to refer you to Chris
so,
Nesmith.
At this time, this is only the course approval. There's no change to the curriculum with this motion. That would be taken up by the Academic Advisory Committee to consider the curriculum change once the courses are approved. So if the courses are not approved, then we don't go forward.
Okay. What are you up to? I withdraw the question for now. This is going to be intriguing.
Yes.
He's up to something.
So you can see here no current changes to the BOL curriculum, just creating the course so it can maybe be considered for addition. So any other questions?
Any other discussion? Let's go ahead and put this to a vote then. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? All right, the ayes pass. The ayes have it, the motion passes. All right, next one. Okay. It's down there somewhere.
Yeah. Okay, so this motion is also just proposing the creation of a course. It is not changing curriculum at all right now. In the future, it will be considered as part or to be added to the BOL program, but right now we're just creating class. So the rationale for this is to add a capstone requirement to the BOL degree that makes it more equivalent to the BLS capstone that we get in Palm 401. And the course description is advanced study and application of leadership theories to problem solving with emphasis on portfolio and project development demonstrating leadership.
All right, coming from committee again, this needs no second. Do we have discussion? Yes.
I was just going to ask, like, who would teach this course? Who's qualified for teaching this course?
Well, we currently have several faculty members who teach the Foundations of Leadership course and also the other senior capstone courses, which generally are geared more towards liberal studies, many of whom are your colleagues. But they would certainly be open to other faculty across the campuses who have qualifications in leadership or a background in business management, leadership, and other types of things that will qualify them to teach the course potentially. So. And also, I mean, you know, and to Ron's point too, this is, I think, important. Since we also have to have the Columbia Faculty Senate approve courses before they are actually approved, by finalizing this and then sending it forward to the Columbia Faculty Senate for the spring, then our process can turn to looking at the curriculum in the spring as well. The course won't actually be approved until Columbia Faculty Senate approves either course. So.
Any more discussion? Okay, let's put it to a vote. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? All right, motion passes. The ayes have it. All right, and that is our last order of business today. Do we have any announcements? All right. May I have a motion for adjournment?
So moved.
All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Thank you very much. Have a safe drive. Thank you.
So,
thank you.
Yes.
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 Yes. Is this good?
Yeah.
It's a good thing. I don't know what happened to the motion. That was the worst thing. I mean, the minute. Because Send it to me. I send it to Trey. You know how Trey sends it back, okay, and then check it out. And if you if it looks good, then post it. Or tell them to post it. So it looked good, told them to post it. And then I checked it later, the actual website.
Yeah.
And then Dawson.
Yeah, okay.